first anime to ever comment on this, because it wasn't, and I know that. But the fact that the Magical Girl system is inherently unfair and forces young women into life-threatening conditions based on shitty circumstances that they're not equipped to handle, and ultimately everything just comes back to fight them in the ass. I think Homura's usurping of the system and fucking off with Kyubei is the logical conclusion of where everything would go. I think that Rebellion's usage of visual details to tell its story rather than, like, explaining what happens to you. Like, it's very easy, if you're not paying attention to the subtle visual cues of Rebellion, to not know what's going on, as many fans did when the movie first came out. But if you pay attention to the cinematic language in the movie, you get everything, and it might take a couple of views to do that, but that's what makes the movie so much fun. I love the fact that it has the, like, Love Conquers All theme, but twisted in a fucked up way, because Love Conquers All in Rebellion, but it fucks everything. There's a lot. I mean, you seem to disagree with that interpretation, so what do you think?
I think there are a lot, like, I agree with all the art direction. The art direction's amazing in Rebellion. I just think it doesn't play off the themes that the original Madoka Magica had. I see the original Madoka Magica more like just a really good, really well done Magical Girl anime played quite straight. Rebellion to me is taking it outside the realm of Magical Girl.
Yes, that's the point. That's what's good about it. It's subverting the original. It's Homura looking at the conclusion of the original show and saying, that's fucking bullshit. Like, there's no reason why Madoka should have to sacrifice herself for all eternity to solve a problem that Kyubei created and could have solved himself. It's bullshit. And Homura undoes Kyubei's bullshit. That's the whole point. Like, you're right that Homura is taking it beyond the pale of Magical Girls because the whole magical system is inherently unfair bullshit. That's the idea.
So what did you think about the original anime's ending? You think it wasn't satisfactory?
I like it, but I definitely agree with the direction that Rebellion took it. I think that Homura feeling unsatisfied by the original ending is warranted. I think you're right that if you watch the original and you're content to just let that stand as a well-executed but ultimately standard Magical Girl story, then that's fine. But I think Rebellion is what elevates it above that. Though I do think that in the original, the other characters' thematic significance is more interesting. I will admit that Sayaka and Kyoko kind of got reduced to fan-pandering Yuri bait in Rebellion, whereas they each had really, really interesting thematic significance in the original. But at the same time, their arcs came to a very nice conclusion in the original, so they didn't really need to be developed any further. They're just there for service. The thread is like, oh man, McDougal is yapping about Rebellion again. It's true.
I won't fight you too much on this, I guess.
I have literally got on for an hour about this topic before, and I won't do so again right now, in the interest of time.
But yeah, that's fine. I just want to say, I don't think Rebellion does service to the original Madoka Magica anime as a Magical Girl anime.
I agree with you. I just think that's the point.
Well, I guess you can agree there. That's fine. That's pretty much all I had to say.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in. These are the fun calls, the fighting words.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dougal. One last thing. Go watch fucking Sailor Moon, you degenerate piece of shit.
I will. You're right. Okay. Did I watch Grand Belm? I did not. I should, but I didn't. Let's see. I'm glad for all the Symphogear posts. Chris is the best Symphogear. She's best girl. It's proven statistically. It's just... it is what it is. It's Chris. What are your hopes for season 3 of